We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Blue Wire. With the seventh pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select Penei Sewell, tackle, Oregon.
He's going to run it straight in. Jared Goff.
Carr, touchdown, yes! Detroit Lions. TJ Hockenson, yes! They did it. They tied it. They're an extra point away from winning this game. Oh, baby, how big is that?
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to another Wednesday night edition of Twitter Spaces during the NFL off season. And we are in the middle of the off season as far as the football season, where there's not really much going on right now. The schedule's been released. The draft obviously has been done. And we're in that point of the off season where it's very, very dead. And you kind of have to start making up, not making up rumors, but we're looking at anything that could potentially be something. And that's essentially what we're doing tonight with this episode. So I'm going to kick it off to my two guys. First of all, how you boys doing? Malcolm, Pierre, how you boys doing on this Wednesday night?
Man, I'm doing great. Weather has been great. I can't complain. Malcolm, yeah. How are you, bro?
Absolutely. I don't know what the hell is going on with Malcolm, but he's here. He'll talk eventually. But Pierre, basically explain to the people, what are we doing tonight? What are we talking about? And how did this really even start to come a conversation?
So a couple of days ago, I noticed on Twitter that league executives were monitoring Lamar Jackson's situation. And then today he skipped OTAs. They traded Hollywood Brown. He wasn't happy with that. So the question came up, if you're Brad Holmes, are you willing to trade for Lamar Jackson? And you know, when you're willing to trade for him, you're going to give up a lot. Maybe two or three first-round picks, at least two first-round picks, maybe three. You're going to have to pay him. And the market right now for quarterbacks probably between 40 to 45, 40 to 47, something like that, million a year. So, Tyler. My question to you, if you're Brad Holmes, and to the listeners, are you guys willing to trade for Lamar Jackson?
Now, are we talking about, like, right now, like, this year, he's going to be your starting quarterback, going to be in 2021, or are we indicating more towards this being a thing next year, in the offseason?
I think probably next year, because next year, I think, is when he enters his fifth-year option, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe next year, the year after next year. But it's just a good topic to talk about. I don't think it's this year. You can't fit it this year. It'd be hard.
Yeah. Okay. So we're indicating that this is going to be a 2023 offseason, not 2022 offseason.
Yeah.
Okay. So the question is, would you trade for Lamar Jackson? Which obviously comes with, again, like you mentioned, giving him the extension, which comes with the capital that you would have to be giving up for him. Would I trade that for Lamar Jackson, a former MVP, 25-year-old quarterback, an icon, one of the sexier names in the NFL? Would I personally trade for Lamar Jackson? And I have been I've been juggling this for, you know, I've been thinking about this and where my head is at. I'm leaning more towards no. And that might sound crazy because how many opportunities do you get to trade for a former MVP who's still only 25 years old? You just don't get that opportunity, seems like ever, right? And I might sound crazy right now to say I would not want Lamar Jackson as my quarterback. And I would not trade for Lamar Jackson, as crazy as that sounds. I have said multiple times before this topic even has came a thing, even when Lamar was just, you know, the icon in Baltimore, the starting quarterback, the MVP, I've said it multiple times. I'm just not a believer in Lamar Jackson to get you to the glory line. Like, will Lamar Jackson make the Detroit Lions fun? Absolutely. Will Lamar Jackson make you a contender to win the NFC North? Absolutely. No doubt about that. I think he could be phenomenal here. But my concern is, what is the absolute ceiling with Lamar Jackson? And with his play style personally, what's the long-term longevity of that type of quarterback? And that's what concerns me overall. I think Lamar would make things fun here. I think he would bring things to Detroit that we have never seen before. But I'm still staying by my take. I just don't think this guy, with his play style, is the type of quarterback that could win a Super Bowl at the end of the day. Could he win an MVP? Yes. Could he win a playoff game? Yes. Could he win a division title? Yes. But in my personal opinion, and everyone obviously has a different opinion, some people might think he could win a Super Bowl. Some people think he might not. I just don't like the guy's play style personally to think that he could win you a Super Bowl. So for me personally, I'm saying
that. Tyler, a fun fact. So Lamar Jackson had more total yards than 18 teams in 2021. Mm-hmm. This was in October. This was tweeted in October. So, like, during some point of the season last year, Lamar Jackson had more yards than teams. And here's the thing with Lamar that people kind of don't really talk about. He doesn't have good weapons in Baltimore. He has the tight end. Oh, I forgot it.
Mark Andrews.
Mark Andrews, thank you. Hollywood Brown. I mean, he's a number two at best, in my opinion, right? He doesn't have the good weapons. Now, you come to Detroit, you have a great O-line, you have a running game, and you have good weapons, in my opinion. J-Mo, Amon-Ra St. Brown, DJ Chark. We'll see how they all look, but on paper, it looks good, and I think that would be the best receivers that Lamar's ever played for. You agree?
Sure, yes.
So if you put him with those guys, you don't think he could win a Super Bowl?
It's tough because you bring up a good point, and I think he could win a lot of games here. Like I said, I think he'd make this team a lot of fun, and I think he can get you some points where Detroit has never been before, like as far as winning a division title, winning a playoff game. I think Lamar could deliver those things in Detroit with what you have surrounded with him, you know, with the offensive line and the weapons that you just mentioned, the guys like Amon-Ra St. Brown, the run game, and then obviously we're very hopeful on a guy like Jameson Williams. So the surrounding pieces are definitely there for a quarterback, and if you want to put Lamar Jackson in that conversation, yes, that would fit the narrative as well, that he could come in and that could, I think, would probably be the best situation he's ever been in. As far as personnel, personnel wise, with the players out there, I just still have my concerns, man. I don't know, man. I still have my concerns with him as a pocket passer. I just don't think he is a polished pocket passer yet. And I know he hasn't had a injury history by any means. Last year was really the only year he's really missed, you know, any time. He was on IR last year, but other than that, he's stayed relatively healthy in his short NFL career so far. But with the play style that he has, with him being, you know, a guy that escapes the pocket, a guy that runs all over the place and makes plays like that, those type of quarterbacks just scare me, man, as far as the longevity. Like, I think it's great. I think it's great for now. But is Lamar going to be able to do this for another 5, 6, 7 more years? I don't know. I don't know if I could say that confidently. Do I think he could do it for now? Absolutely. He's still very young. He's going to recover from this injury probably. Yes, absolutely. I'm not worried about that. But the longevity of the guy's play style, and him not being a great pocket passer, so he can't.
I don't get
go to that though.
Pocket passer thing.
He's not a good pocket passer.
I disagree with that. I think he's fine as a pocket passer. Like in today's NFL, too, you need a guy who could, you know, move out of the pocket. You don't want a guy just sitting there in the pocket.
No. Like, yeah, I agree with that. You want guys like Mahomes, a guy like Josh Allen, who could, yeah, if they need to escape the pocket, they could absolutely do that. I'm not saying I don't want that in a quarterback, but I don't want my quarterback's best skill to be as a runner. I want him to be his first attribute is a pocket passer. That's the first attribute I look at. The other stuff is nice, but that's not the first attribute I'm looking for when I'm taking a quarterback.
Well, here's another thing.
Yo. I've been here for a minute, man. I was waiting for y'all to finish talking, man. What is going on, man?
I didn't know if you were here.
How's it going?
I was here. I'm here. Yes, sir. Your boy's in the building. Yo, Twitter didn't want to let me live, dog. It didn't want to let me unmute myself. But I'm here.
Let's go, man.
Lamar Jackson, shit.
Okay, Detroit. Well, let's got it to you right now. Lamar Jackson, how you feeling?
Detroit? It's going to be a no for me, dog. Lamar Jackson, you know, he like you were saying, man, he's funny, he's exciting, but I mean, just like you, man, I'm with you. I'm 100% with you on this as far as like his play style. It's fun. It's exciting. I'm just not really a fan of it too much, man. And I don't see, like, you think about how many QBs won a Super Bowl with that style. None. I mean, the closest one is Russell Wilson.
Malcolm, in 2019, he led the league in passing touchdowns.
It's that's not like cool, man. Oh, he led the league in passing touchdowns in 2019? How many did he have?
43.
He had 43 touchdowns?
Yes.
All in goal line. How many passing yards did he have?
I told you, he had 43 passing touchdowns.
How many passing yards? How many passing yards did he have?
I don't have to look. I have to
look it up. I just want to hear this. What was the pass? You could tell me. If you were able to tell me how many touchdowns he had, you're able to tell me how many
3,127.
Huh?
The 3,127.
So he barely eclipsed 3,000 passing yards. That's not going to do it for me.
And that's the most he's ever.
That's not going to do it for me. I'm sorry. It's not going to do it for me. 3,000 yards? That's nothing.
It's not him. It's the system, though. They don't pass the ball. That's why Hollywood Brown said, "Get me the hell out of here. I don't want to play here. I'm not getting the ball in my hands."
A lot of it's Lamar too, man. I mean, it's up in the air. The thing is with Lamar Jackson, you look at Lamar Jackson, do you think he go through all his reads? Honestly, do you feel like Lamar Jackson go through all his reads? He look at his first read, maybe he looks at his second read. Maybe. This is a big maybe. And he's taking the fuck off. He's out of there. Gone. He's not going to sit there and look through all his reads. He's not going to be that type of quarterback that's going to go through his reads and take a hit in the pocket. He's not going to do that. He's going to look at his first read, not there. I'm going to get the fuck out of here. That's Lamar Jackson. I mean, it works. It's fun. It's exciting. It's going to fill up the stands. But is that going to win your Super Bowl?
I don't know.
I doubt it. I doubt it. It's never been done. I'm sorry.
I don't necessarily agree with he looks at his first read and then he just takes off.
I promise you, watch film. He looks at his first read, maybe second read, and then he's out of there. There's boom. That's all you see. Boom.
That's
gone.
That's his play style.
It's just like Vic. You know, Vic was the same way. I love Vic. Vic was exciting. He was fun, but Vic didn't win championships. I mean, it's those type of quarterbacks. It's fun, exciting, but unless you, it's not going to work. It's not going to get you to the promised land. It's fun. I mean, I'm telling you, it'll fill up the stands. We'll be able to cheer. We'll have very fun seasons.
I agree. Absolutely.
Will we win a Super Bowl? Yeah, you have weapons here. But shit, I mean, I just don't see him going through his reads. He's just not that type of quarterback. And then like Tyler was saying, as he gets older, like Michael Vick, when he got older, he became more of a pocket passer. That was just his style. I mean, as he got older, he became more pocket passer. Will Lamar Jackson transition to that? 3,000 yards is not going to cut it, man. That's nothing.
When you have like Malcolm and Tyler playing receiver, and Hollywood.
Okay, come on. Mark Andrews and Hollywood Brown are nobody. All right, check this out.
Check this out. It's like, who is there?
That's cool. But Jared Goff had more yards than that. And who the hell did Jared Goff have? Who the hell did Jared Goff have last season? Tell me.
But
we're talking about this wide receiving core last year, the worst passing in the league.
Though, bro, they run the ball a lot. They run the ball more than they pass it.
Didn't we run the ball a lot? There was games that Jared Goff threw the ball like 10 times.
Not if Baltimore runs the ball the most, bro. Go look at their stats.
Pierre, is it a coincidence that maybe Lamar Jackson, that's just the play style that he fits into, so that's why they run that offense?
That's his style. That's the best system for him, man. He's not going to – what, you want Lamar Jackson to drop back and throw the ball 30 times? You think that's going to work for Lamar?
I mean, you don't want to do that with any quarterback, obviously.
Why not? I mean, 25 to 30? How many times did Patrick Mahomes throw the ball? How many times does Josh Allen throw the ball?
I'm fine with 25.
See, I have confidence in those guys to do that. And see, that's why in those type of quarterbacks, they could escape the pocket. Like Pearson, you don't want a stiff guy that's going to just sit in the pocket and be a pocket passer. I'm not saying that's what I want. But my number one attribute in the quarterback, it's not for me for I have my number one attribute as a quarterback to be a runner. Like, I know he could pass the ball. I'm not saying he can't pass the ball. Do I think he's average to below average as a pocket passer? I do. But the number one attribute for a quarterback should not be his running ability. Like, that's just not my style. That might be for other people. I just don't think it gets you anywhere far. Like, yeah, will it be fun? Will it win you some regular season games? Will it win you a division title potentially? Yeah. But will it get you to the where you want to be ultimately? And I've said it for years, and I'm just going to stick to my guns here because I still truthfully believe it. And nothing I've seen from Lamar Jackson has changed my opinion over the years that I think he could transition to be a good passer or an above average passer. I just don't think he's there, and I don't think he might never ever get there.
All right, let's bring up the guest. He's been waiting, I believe. Oh, he just left. I was about to bring him up.
He's still in here. No, now he left. Never mind. Okay.
All right, let's bring up Tim.
You guys could also request, and we'll keep the line moving. Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Good.
What's going on, bro?
I wanted to ask you guys this question. Obviously, Aiden Hutchinson's an absolute stud. The Lions are lucky that they got him at 2 with the Jags dumb enough to pass on him. Who do you guys believe are the favorites to win Defensive Rookie of the Year?
Well, we're talking about Lamar Jackson, but very quickly.
Sorry. I thought I meant just a regular question, like question by question. That's my bad.
You're good.
You're good.
Yeah, no, you're good. But very quickly on that question,
I got a question about Lamar though, after this.
Okay. Okay. Let me just we'll get our quick predictions in. Defensive rookie. I haven't really thought about this, honestly. I don't have an answer. Do you guys have an answer?
I don't have it. Okay.
I think right now Aiden is favorite right now to win.
The favorite. I know he's the betting favorite.
He's a favorite right now. He's gonna have an opportunity. I'm gonna just roll with the favorite right now. I'm just gonna say Aiden. Not even trying to be a homer right now, but he is Vegas favorite right now. So I'm just gonna roll Aiden right now.
Okay, about Lamar now. I mean, I'm not even a Ravens fan or a Lamar fan, but does it seem like to you when like people say like, oh, he has accuracy troubles? Like, obviously, on paper, it seems like he can be able to fling the football, like throw it really well. But like, is it like totally different from what you see on paper to what you actually see him playing when he throws?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Beer.
I don't know what you mean by that. I really don't.
No. Like, does it look different when you look at paper? As like, so say if like he has like a 65% completion percentage, and like you look at him playing, and then you say like he does not complete passes of like 65%. Like you see a totally different passer, like who has accuracy problems, but on paper he looks good. But when you see him play, he has trouble throwing the ball.
I mean, when he played the Lions, he actually was throwing accurate balls. His receivers were dropping stuff. I don't see accuracy issues with Lamar Jackson. I don't see him throwing the rat. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
No. What I mean is, like, does it look different? Like, when you're actually seeing him play, does it look like he has trouble?
No.
Like, with accuracy-wise?
No.
I mean, it all depends on where he's throwing the ball. Is he throwing the ball behind the line of scrimmage? I mean, that can get your completion percentage higher. I mean, it all depends.
So, like, if a team like so if like when he's forced to throw the ball, if they keep him in the pocket, like he's not the best thrower, but he can throw. But he's not Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I'm not comparing him to Aaron Rodgers, but like he could throw the ball, but I just don't. I mean, he obviously could work on some things, but I believe he can improve as a pocket passer.
I'm glad you said he's not Aaron Rodgers, because this guy Tyler here thinks he could pass the ball just like Aaron Rodgers. I'm trying to tell him he's not, but
I love Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, that's crazy, Tyler. That's crazy. Tyler, that's beyond me. I don't know why would you think that. Let me ask you a question, man. So, if Lamar Jackson was available, would you want him on the Detroit Lions?
Wait, say it again. I'm sorry.
If Lamar Jackson was available in the market, would you want him on the Detroit Lions? And do you think he can win a Super Bowl in Detroit?
I would take him, but the thing is, like, I don't think he'd win a Super Bowl in Detroit. You know, I just feel like the Lions are just cursed.
Okay. Could he win a Super Bowl outside of Detroit?
Absolutely. It depends on where, though.
Okay, so that's one point for Pierre and zero for me and Tyler.
I don't like
Tim. Tim, you're great, man. One for Pierre and zero for me and Tyler.
How's it going?
I'm expecting an angry speaker at me because I got tweeted at. So the floor is yours.
Nah, I ain't angry, bro, but this is the thing. I'm a Ravens fan, bro, and the system. But I'm not a homer, bro. I'm not a homer. If Lamar was not accurate, I would tell you. But the system in college, bro, that was a completely more complex system than what Greg Roman runs then. He led the ACC in passing. If you watch our games, bro, we had like probably one of the top three most drops in the NFL. How do we play you guys last year and drop three touchdowns himself? Like, he can make every throw. It's just we were decimated with injury, especially on the O-line, bro. So all the running around he had to do last year, bro, it wasn't by like him just not going through his reads. He literally had no time. Our best lineman who was healthy last year was Villanueva, and he was trash. He had to retire. They basically forced him to retire. But when if you watch his games, bro, he goes through all his progressions, bro, but now he's just taking what's given to him now. He wasn't like a lot of times against Cleveland last year, he forced the ball. But I feel like that's when he was letting the media get into his head about making the chunk plays. They'll come, but you got to catch the ball as well. Hollywood Brown dropped at least five touchdowns last year, bro.
Lambo, so, like, all this news about Lamar and stuff, are you worried that, like, he could ask out because of the offense? It's just not, like, it's more of a run style than passing, right?
Yeah. And it's really Greg Roman. Like, it can be 3rd and 9. This man calling the draw plays and stuff. I'm like, bro, come on. Like, you got to at least – we're not going to attack vertically down the field. Eventually, they're going to just key on Mark Andrews and the guys.
Yeah, we've been there as far as 39, 3rd and 10, 3rd and 7s, and doing draws. Yeah, we know all about that in Detroit. I mean, the first, at least the first,
shout out to
I'll say 75% 75% of the season, like that first 75% was really bad. So yeah, we seen all that as well.
So Lambo, what am I missing here? What is Greg Roman?
So if they're calling those plays, do you feel like maybe is a trust issue between Lamar and the receivers, or you think it's just they don't have faith in the receivers, they don't have faith in Lamar to throw the ball? What is going on?
No, they have faith in Lamar to throw it, bro, because in the games, even in the Titans game when they lost to Derrick Henry and them in 2019, if you watch that game closely, they dropped 2 touchdowns as well. They dropped at least 7 balls that game, bro. Like, the Ravens, they are not giving him no weapons, so I'm afraid he will leave. Hollywood Brown's not a number one receiver, but you trade him and you're not bringing in nobody else. Like, what is he going to throw to? You can't just, and we drafted 2 tight ends, so we're going to just keep throwing in the middle of the field, bro. Eventually, defense is going to fucking. Brady did it. They going to fucking catch on to that, bro.
He's a GOAT. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I know Brady did it, but I mean, I think different type of animal.
So what am I missing?
But Brady also had outside guys. Remember, Brady had Moss for a couple of years, bro. Like,
not when he had not when he had Gronk and Aaron Hernandez. He had absolutely no bad receiver. Those two were just balling out of control. But I mean, he had Wilson Walker. I mean, you call that, but
he also had Belichick and yeah.
Yeah, bro, we got.
It's Brady. I mean, like I said, it's a different animal. I mean, I can't compare those two quarterbacks.
Yeah, that's Brady. That's a whole different system, bro. Like,
whole different breed.
Our leading receiver was Willie Snead. When his MVP year, it was Willie Snead. That's the not tight end. Willie Snead, bro.
But he's like, never had. He's had one season where he's thrown over 3,000 yards passing yards.
Yeah, it doesn't look good, man.
How? He didn't start his rookie year. His second year, he threw for 3,000 because you forgot they were blowing a lot of teams out. So why keep throwing the ball when you can run the ball out for the whole
quarter? Okay, what about 3,000 yards? What about 2020?
2020, he had 3,000. He still went to the Pro Bowl 3,000 yards.
He didn't have 3,000.
This year, he had the most 3,000 yards than anybody throughout until October, and he got hurt. We were 8-2. We didn't win another game when he went out.
I think, though, the season Patrick Mahomes got 3,000 yards in like 5 games.
I mean,
that's not true, bro.
I mean, he's under 3,000 every single year.
It was a game that he was getting like 500, 600 yards, like back to back to back to back, and he got like 3,000 yards, like really quickly.
Bro, but remember, look at the system he's in. Andy Reid throws the ball.
So let me ask you this question: If Lamar Jackson
way back with Joe Flacco was the quarterback,
and if Lamar Jackson was in a system like that where he had to throw the ball 30 times, would he be successful?
Yes, he could. He make every throw. That's what I was trying to tell you. In college, he
can't make every throw.
He's coached by Bobby Petrino.
He can't make every throw.
Y'all know how complex his system
is. He can't make every throw.
He wouldn't have been. He can make every throw. He wouldn't have been in the league if he couldn't make every throw, bro.
No, there's some throws that some quarterbacks can make that just some quarterback just can't make.
That's like Patrick Mahomes making these sidearm flings. He can.
Yeah, exactly. No, he cannot
not
do that.
That's not an orthodox. That's an unorthodox type of throw. That's just some unusual shit. And half the time, he don't even hit on those.
Lambo, is he a top 10 passer in the NFL?
He a top 10 quarterback, for sure.
Top 10 passer.
Somebody mute his mic. Is he a top 10 passer? Is he a top 10 passer?
Jared Goff had more passing yards to him. Of course, Jared Goff was behind in every game, so he's going to throw the ball at least 10 to 15 times more. Those teams throw the ball a lot. You know, Josh Allen is just starting to stretch the surface, bro.
So Lamar Jackson
said something about –
So you're saying Lamar? So make sure you say Lamar Jackson was ahead in every single game. Did he not make the playoffs last year?
Bro, not listen to what I said? We were 8-2 before he got hurt. The man he broke his ankle. There was no ankle sprain. He had a fracture in his ankle. He didn't come back for 7 weeks, and we lost every game. We was the number one team.
You know what? You are right. I remember that stretch. You're right. You're right about that.
Bro, we would have easily won 11. We could have split half those games. We in the playoffs. We are 3-4 at worst. We in the playoffs.
Yeah, I remember he got hurt. You're absolutely correct about that, man.
And then we had 20 guys on IR, bro. And half of that was online.
So you do believe he's a top 10 passer, not quarterback. Yes. Yeah, yes. He's a top 10 passer.
Yeah. So
he's a winner.
Where do you rank him? Where do you rank him in your top 10 as far as passing the ball?
He's not in the top 5, but I can give him anywhere from 7 to goddamn to 10. He was
7
in that
to 10. 7 to 10.
He's not in the top 5 for sure. I'm not going to be a crazy and say some shit like that now. That's
Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen,
all right,
Brady,
There's Brady. There's Herbert, Matthew Stafford.
Herbert hasn't made it to the playoffs yet, so you can't call
We're not talking about playoff success. We're talking about passing the football as far as
The football. In the big games, Herbert doesn't pass the ball well. They lose the
Week 18 versus the Raiders? 4th and 15 every.
All right, guys. Did they
no, this is a really good debate, Pierre. This is a really good debate. We're trying to figure out, Pierre. Where do you rank Lamar Jackson as far as passing the football?
Why does that matter? He's a good quarterback.
I just want to know where you rank him.
It's a simple question. Y'all not watching football, bro. Anybody who played with him will tell you that. If you watch him from Louisville, bro, he made every throw. Just because he runs a 4.3, 4.2, 40, y'all take his athleticism as a crutch. That's a plus for him. That's a plus. And he doesn't take a lot of wicked hits. Lamar gets down or gets out of bounds. Yeah, like, he doesn't take those type of hits, bro.
He's smart.
So y'all saying longevity. Steve Young took more hits than him. Steve Young was way more reckless and ran the ball down the same amount. Steve Young didn't get development until he went to San Francisco. And even in the first couple of years, he still's running the ball a lot.
I'm going to bring up someone who's a Lions fan and a Ravens fan. Let's see.
How the hell you're both? Yeah, how the hell you're a Lions and Ravens fan?
Yeah, that's some white guy shit.
Leaving fan.
Thanks for coming on, bro. Appreciate it.
Lambo, hey, thanks, bro.
No problem, bro. I'll just
Shout out to Lamar Jackson. Shout out to Lambo.
That contract, Baltimore needs to do right by my man's. You know, because a lot of teams in the NFL, he's a top five quarterback to them.
King, what's happening, man?
What's going on?
Before you start, bro, you got to explain this because I'm hella confused. I'm hearing that you're a Lions fan and a Ravens fan. Can you please explain how does that work?
I mean, I'm really truly just a Lions fan, but I do follow the Ravens when the Lions, obviously, you know, inevitably, you know, don't do well in the playoff scenarios. I am a huge, follower of that team.
So let me ask you a question. During that game when the Lions played the Ravens, you didn't care?
I mean, during that
unbelievable.
I'm still, you know.
No, he said he's a Lions fan. He said just
when
we're asked and I played for shit in December, he needs something to cheer for.
I've always admired the Ravens, man. Going back to that history, man, that dominant defense, that division is just so tough.
Ray Lewis, Ed Reed,
AFC North, and you know, just the connection between Baltimore and Detroit with, you know, very hardworking cities, just tough, you know, gritty.
Fair enough.
Right.
That's what's up, man. You know what? Kudos for you, man. That's cool. All right. So Lamar Jackson.
Do you think he could win a Super Bowl, and do you think he's a franchise quarterback? And if, like, also Malcolm Montaler wants to know, why does he only have, like, 3,000 yards in Baltimore? Like, why doesn't he have, like, at least 4,000 or whatever?
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest issues in Baltimore is, you know, their inability to surround him with consistent weapons at wide receiver. I think if you look at his wide receivers, he's probably been one of the most, you know, underprivileged quarterbacks in the league, and you know, in terms of that, you know, behind probably like Aaron Rodgers, but you know, he even had, you know, Devontae Adams and, you know, several good seasons from, you know, some of his older casts like, you know, Jordy Nelson and whatnot.
Okay,
am I crazy? Why don't other we bitch about, or we hear about bitching from Green Bay how they never have talent around them, but it seems like the elite quarterbacks or the franchise quarterbacks we can go by, they make it work. They try to make it work in any way in whatever their, you know, system they're in, whoever they have around them. But with Lamar, we're making excuses for him. So what, like, why does he get a pass and the other guys don't get it? Like, why could the other guys manage to do it without as much talent?
Bro, he wanted.
I say, not to butt in, but I'd say that, like, one of the things is the times have changed a bunch. You know, Aaron has gotten away with, you know, making lesser cast work, and then even still, a guy like Devontae Adams developed even, you know, to an elite level. And there's just not been that kind of receiver, that caliber receiver in Baltimore. I mean, Hollywood Brown has not been the guy. He's just, you know, struggle being healthy and, you know, with just drops and whatnot. So it's tough.
Okay. You know what? I'm dying for them to get a receiving corps so we could put this all to bed. Adams is dying. At least get one guy in there, like an elite guy in there, and just like put this to bed, because it's like Tyler was saying, man, it's like, is it an excuse? Is this why he's, you know, where he's at as far as passing the football, or is it everything? Like the last caller, the last person we had on here was saying it was the play caller was terrible, or just that's the plays he was just calling.
I mean, that's definitely a factor too, you know, but you have to understand, you know, the kind of scheme that Baltimore has been running and for a long time, you know, is very, very, you know, run the ball centric. So, you know, to that degree, they still haven't even put anything on the opposite, you know, sides of the ball for, like, you know, wide receiver wise, just even make it anything else a threat. So it's tough. And I you know, my fear is that Baltimore is not even seeing him as a franchise, like, hey, we need to lock him down, because there's no way that he should be going into his final year of his deal. I understand that he's represented by himself, but man, I mean, how do you not pay this guy?
Let me ask you a question. Hollywood Brown went to the Arizona Cardinals. If Hollywood Brown in Arizona has a 1,000-yard season, 1,000-yard season, 10 touchdowns, can we look back at this and say maybe it's not maybe it's deeper than everybody thinks, is because we're saying he's not saying he doesn't have weapons, but if Hollywood Brown goes to Arizona Cardinals, gets 1,000 yards, and then you're saying, wow, you know, he had a receiver. But Malcolm, you know, the receiver was right there.
The thing is, though, if he goes to Arizona, like, they passed the ball there, bro. Hollywood was like, I don't want to block him, bro. I want the ball in my hand. That's why he yesed out. He's boys with Lamar.
So this is never gonna work. So you're saying this is never going to work then. So as far as, like, no matter what weapons he gets, you're saying they're not going to pass the ball.
Oh, they drafted two tight ends and no, like, wide receiver till later in the draft. That should
So is Greg Roman and John Harbaugh the big issue here, not Lamar Jackson?
Is that what we're saying? Like, is that the issue?
Greg Roman is horrible, first of all. Let's stop that right there. Harbaugh, you know, he's consistently put together, you know, a winning franchise. You know, I can't really knock him that much, but he's brought in Greg Roman. I mean, at some point, when do you say, hey, you know, if I'm the owner of that franchise, I say, hey, Harbaugh, you know, give me a real offensive coordinator, because this is ridiculous.
I mean, don't you think that's on Harbaugh too, though, because that's his guy and he thinks that's probably the best system for his quarterback to win. Like, that's the way I think he thinks that they could win. And I think maybe that's why they haven't extended him yet, because maybe they don't see that long-term future. Maybe they think like how I think right now, and that's why he's not under contract right now.
Yeah, what they want is a game manager, and Lamar is a game breaker.
It's tough, man. I mean, I see, like, coordinators try to, you know, build, like, try to use the quarterback's best strengths, you know? If it's past his best strength, maybe they'll have him throw the ball around.
All right, I'm going to bring up a Ravens fan, looks like Matt King. King, thanks for coming on, bro.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, man, thanks, bro. Lions and Ravens fan, let's go, man. One of them got to win. One of them going to come out a winner, goddammit.
How's it going?
What's up, man? How you guys doing?
Good. What's going on, Matt,
what's going
on? We just had a king. Now we have another king on here.
We got Matt King.
The kings. Now we have Matt King, the goddamn kings. What's going on, man?
I really want to touch on. So I work in the organization, so I see a lot of what's going on, like, in the background. One of the things that I heard a lot is that they don't want to extend Lamar Jackson, which just isn't true. They're not holding back. It's on Lamar, and if you've heard Eric DaCosta or John Harbaugh speak, they've said multiple times, we're ready to extend Lamar when he's ready. I think Lamar has taken a great approach at this. I think he's waited. I think that they wanted to extend Lamar 2 years ago, right before – well, not 2 years ago, about a year and a half ago, right before last year, but he declined it. He wanted to see the market, and now you see Josh Allen get his big deal. You see Deshaun. The more that Lamar waits, the more he wins. So I don't think it's on them. They know Lamar's going to be the guy for the next 10 years. It's what's going to be the number. So I really want to touch on that. I think it's going to happen. I think he's just holding out of OTAs right now, and I think they're going to discuss a deal this summer.
Now, Matt. They just traded away his best receiver. Right. They didn't really do much at receiver, right? Same offense. Maybe he's kind of tired of that. Like, do you have concerns as a Ravens fan, or, like, I don't know. You said he worked for them.
Right.
Do you have concerns that he could eventually ask out where he will ask out? I mean, I read today that he's never missed OTAs until today.
Right. I mean, no, I don't see a situation. So Lamar, I know for sure, has been – you can tell he's been kind of frustrated by the offensive scheme. I don't think that it's more so of the organization. The wide receiver room – you could debate that he could be frustrated by that, but if you go and look back at his MVP season, his best season to date, he had a great offensive line, the best offensive line in the league, I would argue. And he had Willie Snead and those guys, like a lot of these guys we're talking about. So they're trying to replicate that again. I think that they really could have made a Super Bowl run that year. They ran into a team that was best suited against them. I don't think they necessarily need a star wide receiver. I mean, you've seen other teams do it without star wide receivers until this year with the Rams. I think they're trying to do it their way, and I think Lamar being protected is the most important portion. I don't think it's more the wide receivers, and we're forgetting that they have Rashad Bateman. I mean, I think the kid is going to be really good. I've seen him in training camp last year. I've seen him live and up close. I think he's going to be maybe not a certified star, but I think he's going to be a centerpiece for this offense.
No doubt.
So he has a weapon.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, I get the weapon issue, but I don't think that's ever been the excuse, at least for me. I've more so seen people say Greg Roman's been the problem, which I can see why they say that. I'm not technically allowed to speak on that, but I mean, I think I can see why people say that, or I can see why people were complaining about the offensive line last year. I mean, if you look at it, he was sacked the most time in Ravens history, and I think that was their focus, not a star wideout. And who knows? I think if the Ravens make a big run early, they have a pretty decent schedule going in first. I think they might make a big trade. At least I could see Eric DaCosta doing that. He's known for trades in the middle of the season. So,
okay, so you don't see a situation where he just says, "I'm tired of this. I want out of Baltimore."
That's not who he is. I mean, if you see his motivation, he wants to win. Not only does he feel dedicated to win, he feels like he needs to bring a Super Bowl to Baltimore. He really wears the city. If you look at he has a tattoo of a Baltimore Raven on his chest. I mean, the guy loves and lives and breathes Baltimore. I think he just wants to, I don't know how to say this, but I think he just wants to wait it all out and get his contract first. And I think that they're going to figure it out for him. I mean, he wants to be there. They want him there. I think it's just all about numbers. I mean, after Deshaun Watson got that stupid contract, it kind of held up negotiations because they were getting kind of close. I mean, in all reality, they were until Deshaun Watson got that stupid massive contract that the Browns, for some reason, gave to a potential sex offender. So, I mean, who knows?
So, Matt, here's the thing.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh.
No,
I got you. I promise I mean to laugh. Let me tell you why I laughed real quick. To clear somebody like, "Oh, Michael's an asshole." No, it's not that. All right, so I'm pretty sure people seen that wrestling meme with Vince McMahon.
Yeah, oh my god. I know exactly. Okay.
He didn't say such a menu, but yes.
So as soon as he said that, it went straight in my head. So I heard Vince McMahon say it. And it made me chuckle. I'm sorry. Go on. I'm sorry about that.
So, Matt, I have a question, right? So they said they want to talk money with him, but he doesn't want to talk money, but he skips OTA. So what's going on? You just said it's not the contract. So what is it then?
I think OTAs really isn't – Lamar also, like, winner. He likes to – he's from Hollywood, Florida. He loves to
shout out to Hollywood, Florida. Sorry about that. Shout out to Hollywood, Florida. All right, continue. That's right down the street from me.
I think he really likes to, in all honesty, I really think he likes to train out there. I mean, he's got a trainer out there, who he's worked with ever since he was a rookie. All of his friends are from there who he works with. And, Rashad Bateman's been down there a couple times. All the young Tyron Wallace, all those guys, James Prochet. I mean, all those guys post on their Instagram stories all the time that they're in Florida. I think Lamar is just taking the approach, you know, that any other quarterback would do in a contract situation. I don't necessarily think that's alarming. I think it might be something because the contract isn't done yet, but I don't think it's necessarily saying, hey, I want my contract now. Because he, I mean, you could look back at the Joe Flacco situation. The Ravens played the card the same way that they're playing Lamar. Hey, we'll let you play out this last season. They offered Joe a contract, and they've offered Lamar a contract. I mean, they offer it. The quarterbacks have said no. You saw what happened to Joe Flacco. He got a $120 million contract. Who says that Lamar can't go out and have an MVP year and get even more? Like
any reports that they've offered a deal, I've just seen that they've wanted to talk to Lamar, but Lamar said no.
Right. And they have negotiated the deal multiple times. I mean, they have talked. Eric DaCosta said it. They technically, when I say offered, I mean negotiated. The Ravens have thrown out numbers. That's been reported by Jeff Zeribic of The Athletic. I can't speak on that, but that's what I've seen been reported. I think it's just more of Lamar just saying, like I've said multiple times, I think it's just Lamar saying, hey, like, I truly believe a contract would have been done by now if Deshaun Watson didn't get his money, because now you see all the NFL GMs are upset by it, and now Lamar's going to want that. And I mean, not I love Lamar, but geez, I don't think any quarterback deserves that kind of money, especially Deshaun Watson, or maybe unless you're Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady.
Hey, it's the market, man.
I know.
Where the market insane. Is. Like, what do you call it? I got that contract, that receiver, Christian Kirk. He changed the entire receiver market. It's just the way it is.
Exactly.
Go up in a few years, those are gonna look like bargains.
Let's like Matt, Mr. King, really quick. I know you're in the Ravens building. Do you believe this playing style with Lamar Jackson can win a Super Bowl?
Yes. But they have to they want to revolutionize the offense. See, here's my problem. I do think they can, but I think the problem is I truly believe that they're not going about it the right way in my eyes. I mean, I'm a nobody, so, but I just think they want to revolutionize more than they're worried about winning, because you've seen in situations where they've been in the playoffs and they had a style all year. If you go back to 2019, 2020, they were all about the run, and they were blowing out teams. I mean, I think that style does win. It's been proven. They've beaten playoff teams. They've gone and they've ran through Deshaun Watson. They've beaten Patrick Mahomes. They've beaten Tom Brady. I mean, they've beaten these guys, and they can do it in the playoffs. I think the problem is when they get to the playoffs, I think it's a coaching issue. Because if you go back and look at the games, Lamar threw 53 times in a playoff game. That's just never going to win. I don't care if you're Patrick Mahomes or anybody. You never want your quarterback to throw the ball 53 times. And then you go to Buffalo. They had that game won. It's just Lamar made one mistake and it just changed the game. I just think that they're on the verge, and I think they can win. They just have to stick their ground.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see the game. We threw the ball 53 times or 52, 53 times. But I'm just assuming what happened is that team had a game plan saying, look, we're not going to let these motherfuckers run the ball.
Exactly.
If you take away their running game and force the ball in Lamar Jackson's hands, I think your probability of winning that game goes up like 90%.
Right, but I do challenge you to go watch that game, because it is interesting. Because the first drive, they were pounding the ball down the field. I think they ran the ball five straight times, and they got down to the 30-yard line. And then they threw the ball three straight times, and then they got down. They tried to run the ball. They did go three and out. And then after that, when they went down like 13, 14, nothing, they didn't run the ball, but I think five times after that. I mean, I get that, like, people have talked about Lamar not coming back in situations throwing his way in, but he has done it and he can do it. It's just that year and that system, they just need to keep their ground. I mean, I get it if you're down 28 nothing, but 14 nothing is, in reality, if you're a playoff team, that's nothing in football. So I think they just need to stick their ground.
All right, Matt. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate the insight.
Yeah, guys. Thank you so much. Nice talking to you.
Mr. Yep. King.
I'm going to bring up let's bring up Johnny. He's been waiting.
Johnny. Yes, Papa. Eating sugar? No, Papa.
Stop.
Telling lies.
How's it going, Johnny?
What's up, guys? How are you all?
What's up, Johnny? How you doing, man?
Doing good. I was in a couple of these Lions spaces before the draft. I was kind of curious what you guys thought, how it turned out. I know a lot of you guys were clamoring for Malik Willis, and you guys laughed at me when I said he was a third-round prospect.
Yeah, tell them. Yeah, you tell them. You know what? Say that one more time for me, please.
Overall, I thought the draft class was really good. We did a whole episode on that, so if you want to look into that. But overall, yeah, I thought it was a very good draft class. I'm excited for it. And I think I could speak for all three of us, and we're all pretty excited about this draft class in general.
You guys, like, when you saw kind of the quarterback class kind of falling, was there a sense in the fan base, like, we need to get one of these guys? Or it kind of, like, confirmed some things, and you're like, yeah, if a guy's not one of these top guys, we're not even going to waste a pick on it?
No, I didn't think they had to use a draft pick at all on a quarterback this year. I mean, if they did one in like day three to get assure them a backup quarterback for the long run, sure. But like, as far as getting a future starter or anything, they had to do it in this class. And you kind of, like you mentioned, there was a lot of questions with the quarterbacks in this class, and obviously they had opportunities to take one and they didn't. So
I think went about it the right way. I think building up the trenches like they have been, and really just because they've been a really competitive team under Dan Campbell, and adding the weapons specifically. I mean, we kind of talking about Lamar Jackson, but and a lot of fans have brought up the fact that he doesn't have weapons to show what he can truly do. And I think that if you surround any quarterback in today's NFL with stud weapons, you're going to get results. Maybe not as consistently as you'd want, depending on what quarterback you have, but obviously the more talent you have at your disposal, the more opportunities you have to score points and get explosive plays, kind of like you saw where the game's going nowadays.
I mean Johnny, just look at Diggs with the Bills. Like, before Diggs, Josh Allen was trash. Like, go look his numbers.
I wouldn't say he was trash.
He was okay.
He was very raw. Very raw.
And then once they acquired Diggs, his game just took like another level, bro. Like, he became elite.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the biggest reasons why I think there's a sense of pride in the Ravens organization, that they think that they're smarter than everyone else, and that they've built this way traditionally of running the football and playing defense. And that's just Ravens football. And they don't want to jump on board with where the NFL is heading. They want to prove that their style still works in today's NFL. And we'll see if that happens or not. But they're not really giving me a whole lot of confidence, especially with their current offensive line and receivers. I mean, you guys saw it last year. Lamar Jackson got shut down in multiple games because defenses, all they had to do was do cover zero blitzes and or rotate between that and cover six and dropping eight into coverage. And there was nothing he could do about it. Not necessarily because he was a horrible quarterback, just because his line was so bad and he had no weapons that could win one-on-one matchups. And when all those things tie together with a quarterback who isn't necessarily like as cerebral as some of these other quarterbacks we talk about, like, that's the perfect storm for not having a great offense.
Right. Johnny, thanks for coming on. I have two guests. I'm going to bring them up, man. Appreciate the insight.
Johnny.
Absolutely, guys.
Thanks, bro.
All right, let's bring up.
So everybody right now thinks me and Tyler are absolutely insane, and Lamar Jackson is a winner.
People have already thought that before, so it's not
good. I'm about to switch sides, man. I'm tired of this.
I'll bring up is that Star.
Malcolm, you're never on this side with me. Usually, I'm used to this by now. You're usually never on this side with me.
All right,
you're taking a lot of heat right now, man. I'm about to jump on Pierre's side, man. This is beyond me.
I've been saying this since Lamar's MVP season, so I'm used to this.
Woo!
You don't need to raise your hand.
No, you can talk, man.
Yo, how everybody doing tonight?
What's up?
You doing good, man. How you doing, bro?
Oh, man. You know, living life, you know, blessed to see another day. But, I think, you know, you guys have definitely, you know, head in the right direction. I'm kind of known as, I guess you could say, the resident Browns fan in a lot of these different spaces. So, Nah, honestly, I think, like I said, you guys have the right front office in terms of Brad Holmes and everything else like that. You know, I love the picks that you guys made. I think you know, the tandem of Williams and St. Brown, I think that would be something. That with like Swift and everything, it'll be something for years to come. I think realistically, as long like pardon me if I'm wrong about this, but I think I don't think a lot of Detroit fans see Goff as like the answer long term. So I think more than anything, I think he's just kind of like a bridge into possibly the next guy. Because if I'm correct, I don't think you guys took a quarterback in the later round.
No, we didn't. All right, so I got a question for you. Is Lamar Jackson the final puzzle piece for this Lions team?
Before we even get into that, he said you're a Browns fan, right?
Yeah, yep.
So you've seen Lamar, you watch Lamar Jackson all the time.
All the time, yeah.
Okay, what is your thought? Is Lamar Jackson do you think he's like a really good quarterback and he could win a Super Bowl?
I think he's the type of quarterback where in the right system, he can definitely be effective. I think the system he has in Baltimore is there to really protect him. Like, in my personal opinion, I think he's a decent passer, but I don't think he's someone who, like I said, you can't throw him in like the systems where it's like they expect you to be like a vertical offense or something to that extent. I don't see him being that type of QB. And for whatever reason, a lot of Ravens fans, do, which I personally don't understand, because I've watched a lot of him throughout the years. And anytime I watch him play, it's just like he's very good. Like he'll take a deep shot here and there, but it's never something to where it's like he's like a Justin Herbert or some of the other QBs where it's like you look at him and you're like, man, that was, great read. Like he's more someone where I guess you could say he's gonna be decent in the intermediate game. But like I said, he struggles at times to, really read defenses and everything else like that. So I think if you put a good system around him, kind of like as Baltimore has, utilize the run game and everything to that extent, I definitely think he can be effective. And I definitely think, he's someone who, like I said, he can lead a team to a Super Bowl. It just has to be a team where, like I said, you have to put the pieces around him. Because I think the situation in Baltimore now, we're going to see a lot of possible flaws that he has. Because I don't think, they're hoping, Rashad Bateman can kind of step into that role. And granted, he's never been that yet so far. So it's going to be interesting to see that. Not only just that, but then they don't really have another good, in my opinion, good wide receiver on the roster. I mean, they're hoping a lot on whether it's, Duvernay or Prochet or whatever those guys are. And I'm just sitting here, I'm like, these are a lot of guys where, like I said, they wouldn't even be third or fourth options on other teams. So it's like for you to think that, it's just like, I don't see it. I just think he's gonna get exposed a lot more this year. I think he's a good quarterback in general, but I feel like you have to put the right system around him. So
now let's connect that to Detroit. Now let's say he is available. Let's say he's done with Baltimore. He wants to explore a different team. Should the Lions be in the market for Lamar Jackson with the pieces that you just mentioned?
Yeah, most definitely. I definitely think, like you said, like you guys, like I said, you have built a really good offensive line. Like I said, you have the running game with Swift. You have, the tight end with Hawkinson. You have, Williams and Amon-Ra. I definitely think you guys would definitely be in the race, in my opinion. It just all comes down to, like I said, if you guys are willing to, kind of base your offense off of what his strengths are, because I think a lot of times, teams have a certain, scheme that they like to run. And, with him, he's someone where, like I said, the best Lamar you're going to get is somebody where you can put him in situations where he doesn't have to, make the long balls and everything else like that. He's really great in the intermediate to short game. But when you ask him to kind of go farther than that, it's not a good thing, in my opinion. So,
all right, okay,
all right. Thanks for coming on. We have three more requests, so I'm gonna have to take those. Real fast, guys. We can go Star, Blue, and then King. We have about like 10 minutes.
Wait, there's another King.
No, it's the same one.
It's the same King. So he has some nuts on his chest. We have already let it all out.
And then we're gonna run out of time here. So let's try to make
this. So, he let it out his chest the first time.
I think I heard somebody say, "How's it going?" Lamar needs a backup or something like that.
Lamar needs a backup to what? A backup quarterback? Yeah. I don't think anybody said that.
You may be talking about Detroit. Then I apologize, but
I was talking about Detroit in the draft.
Heard that he has a number one target. Rashad Bateman is not a number one target. Let's stop that. Let's stop that immediately. Rashad Bateman doesn't compare to any top 20 wide receiver in the NFL. So he's not a good number one target for a guy who's a contender. You know what I'm saying? Lamar.
Well, we don't know what he is yet. That's not like he was really good in college, and his skill set I think goes well with Lamar. Let's see what he is. I don't think it's fair to say like
I just don't think I mean if you're talking about a contender quarterback, he needs a top 20 guy. Even like last year, they tried to go get Sammy Watkins for him. Sammy Watkins isn't the answer. You know what I'm saying? Like when you like you right. need a guy, he needs a guy like Devontae Adams or a guy like Julio Jones in his prime or a guy like that. That's what Lamar needs to take it over the top. You know what I'm saying? Like even Hollywood, that's not a number one guy. Yeah, Hollywood was good for him. And you know, they meshed very well, but that is not a number one receiver. Lamar has never had a number one receiver in Baltimore.
Let me ask a question. Hollywood Brown got the hell out of there because he was saying that he didn't get the ball enough. Or he wanted to be I guess the system wasn't allowing him to get targets. Am I getting this correct?
I'm not a Baltimore fan, so I can't really, you know, iterate on that. I don't know why he got out of there.
But Pierre, that's the reason why he got out of there, right? Because the system wasn't, I guess, messing with him. So yep. I mean,
that goes back to was the Ravens fan that was talking earlier that said, you know, they don't throw the ball enough.
So why don't they just fire Greg Roman? Like, why aren't they adjusting things? I don't understand that.
Because here's the thing, Lamar is a threat. Everybody knows Lamar is a threat with his legs. And somebody else said it earlier. He throws the ball decent. Yes, he throws the ball decent enough to run an offense. So therefore, you can balance it out if you throw the ball enough. They don't throw the ball enough, and they like I said again, they don't have a number one receiver. So when you key in on a guy like Mark Andrews, who the fuck else am I going to throw the ball to?
So let me ask a question. So because they don't throw the ball enough, who would want to go there?
Nobody.
You just saw Hollywood Brown get the fuck out of there. So I'm saying, like, what star receiver in their right mind in free agency is going to say, all right, let me go to this offense
And that is the number one reason somebody said Lamar wouldn't get out of there? You're fucking kidding. Lamar will go somewhere he can win a championship, guaranteed. If you think Lamar will stay in that, you're crazy.
So you do believe? So I mean, that question should be out there. You believe he could win a championship?
Yes,
absolutely. With this style of offense,
that's not in that offense though. I do believe
not in that offense, but I guess the style of play. Yes. Okay,
but not in that offense.
That's like 0-4.
Because you got to also look at if you really want to look at it, we can go all the way back to Louisville. Lamar could have won a championship at Louisville, but again, did he have a number one receiver? No, nobody can name.
Nobody
can name his receiver.
I don't know why Tyler's the only one that thinks that Lamar can't win with that offense. It's like it's insane to me. That's crazy.
Yeah, no, he can't. No,
Tyler's out of his freaking mind. He thinks Lamar just can't win.
No, we
try to tell him Lamar, that is more. Lamar it's not just to, Lamar. It's Lamar everything goes to else.
A spread offense with a number one receiver. That is going to be a problem.
I think so too.
Tell you
so
does Pierre.
Right. Malcolm, you're such a bandwagon. You're such a bandwagon.
All right, sorry. Thanks for coming on, man. I got to get these last two guests on.
You're such a bandwagon, dude. You're such a bandwagon. Malcolm fell into peer pressure.
How's it going?
Hey, guys. What's up? Respectfully, I don't understand the passing argument, the passing yards argument, or the he's not a pocket passer argument, because what do we need Lamar to do? I mean, you're asking him to be a pocket passer. Okay, but he's shown he's good as a pocket passer. He's shown he could do it.
Not consistent enough.
But again, we've seen it. You know, it's just the scheme that he's in.
Yeah, no, I think every quarterback in the NFL could be a pocket passer to a certain degree. Is everyone good at it, or everyone consistent enough at it? No. And I think that fits in Lamar's narrative too.
But also, if we're taking Lamar to Detroit, he's not going to be Superman. He's not going to be doing all the legwork or all the heavy lifting that Stafford did with us too. Plus, since it's Lamar, think about the schematic advantages we would have. Like, are we passing the ball? Are we running the ball? Or are we running with Lamar? And he would have easily the best receiving cast that we would have. Plus, like, dare I say we get to the playoffs and we go on a run. Again, Lamar doesn't have to do all the work. He's just going to be a matchup schematic nightmare.
See, the thing that scares me with Lamar, you bring up a great point. I think he could be exciting. I think he could win you those games.
But it's not just exciting, though. I'm not arguing for
sexiness. No, okay, fine. Okay, yes, he could win you games. I'm not disagreeing with that. He's a winner. The guy's won the league before. I'm not disagreeing there. My counter-argument, I guess, is what if your defense is having a bad game? What if it's 14-0 in the playoffs? It's cold outside. Do you have faith in Lamar Jackson with his arm ability and his – obviously his legs, everything you get with Lamar Jackson, do you have that confidence? You're down 14-0 at half that Lamar Jackson could lift you up and carry you back to a win in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Especially with the receiving core we got. Like, if we get into a bad start, we get to a bad start, because what if Lamar pops off one? What if Lamar throws one to J-Mo? I mean, you know, the way this offense is set up, it's no way it's going to be held scoreless unless you got literally the 85 Bears defense 2.0 or something like that.
And the thing is with Lamar too, we haven't made this up. He has that attitude that Campbell likes. Like, he has that mentality where, like, it's me against the world type of thing.
Exactly.
And he's a great leader. We talk about Kyler Murray, how he's not like the best leader or whatever. Lamar is a great leader. His teammates love him. So that's another thing I want to bring up. But Blue, thanks for coming on. I have two more I have to bring them up.
That's like 5-0, Tyler. God damn it.
I mean,
all right, we're gonna bring up Lee and then King, and then we're gonna end this.
Oh man,
Lee, how's it going, man?
What's going on, guys?
What's happening, Lee? What's going on, bro?
I got you. Don't worry, I'm here.
Oh, so, thank you, Lee. Save me.
Like Malcolm was saying earlier, one read Lamar Jackson. Like, go back and watch Lamar Jackson's last playoff game against the Buffalo Bills. The exact situation that he's talking about happened. They got down early, and this man just turned into a limited quarterback. And John Harbaugh is a smart coach. They run that system because that's what they believe Lamar, that's his greatest upside in that system. Like, Greg Roman is running that system like he's coaching Colin Kaepernick, which he thinks Lamar Jackson is capable of doing the same things. And that's why when you force Lamar Jackson in the pocket and you make him throw down the field, believe it or not, Jared Goff is a better thrower of the ball down the field. It's been proven throughout their career. Go look at the numbers.
I mean,
all right, but when you have better
weapons, I agree. I kind of agree.
Like calling, right?
No, here's my thing about Lamar Jackson. Not triple take. Lamar Jackson, he's a great talent, but what's the upside with him on your team? I don't think you're winning a championship with him. I think, like, you might be able to, if everything goes right, get to a championship game, like NFC championship game. But to me, I would rather keep my assets and build the team still and still go down the path of that Brad Holmes has a plan and he's building this thing out. If you go and pay Lamar Jackson $50 million to a quarterback that's one-dimensional and is reliant on his athleticism as he gets closer to 30 years old, I'm not so into that.
I don't agree with what you said, but hey, that's your opinion, man.
Well, but Pierre, well, like, what do you think? I want to know, like, what do you think about?
I don't think he's a one-trick pony. I don't.
I'm not saying he's a one-trick pony, but I'm saying for me, when I look at players, I'm not looking at you playing the Chicago Bears and beating Justin Field.
No, I'm not either. But Lee, you have to look at this too. Okay, you have to look at his weapons. When you have only Hollywood Brown and Mark Andrews, you could easily double those guys, take those out guys out the game. Who the hell are you throwing the ball to?
I don't think it's about the weapons, bro. I think
it is. Who are you throwing the ball to?
No.
Bro?
I know. I get what you're saying. It helps if he has more weapons, 100%. But
just look at Josh Allen after he acquired Stephon Diggs.
No, but Josh Allen's number one trait is his arm. He's able to throw the ball in tight spaces. Lamar Jackson cannot do that. I get what you're saying about the weapons. I think you could place Lamar Jackson in Buffalo system today. He would not have the same results as Josh Allen. 100%.
Absolutely not. 100%. 100%.
That's the difference. That's what I'm talking about. I love Lamar Jackson. Great talent. I don't think he's the type of quarterback that you pay $50 million to go win a Super Bowl.
I mean, that's your opinion. All right. Lee, I have one more guest. Sorry, I have to take you off. We're running out of time. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Lee. Thanks, Lee.
All right.
Man, I just want to speak on that real quick, man. Like, that's crazy. Lamar is – I mean, put Josh Allen in Buffalo. That's the question. And another thing is, you know, Ravens fans talking about Lamar would never leave. Just think about it. Like, there's so many quarterbacks that are moving nowadays. It's just so common. Like, no matter how much loyalty you have, if he's not being helped, like, he's going to get out of there.
Yeah, no, the Matthew Stafford effect. I said this is going to happen. The Matthew Stafford effect. I'm telling you, it's going to happen more and more, especially teams seeing Matthew Stafford after 1 year get the fuck out of there and win the Super Bowl. Look at Russell Wilson. He says, oh, wow, look what Stafford did. Let me get the fuck out of here.
I wouldn't bring this topic up if anything was a legitimate possibility that he's out of Baltimore next year.
I'd bring it up if like we didn't if we thought this was just talk.
I think this is a legit, like, I'm, you know, Detroit, I think, could definitely be in the conversation, but like, I'm just saying in general of him getting out of Baltimore, I think that's definitely a legitimate possibility. Like we said, maybe not this year, but, you know, going to next offseason, I think for sure it could happen.
Especially if he's upset with the way the offense is running. I mean, if he's not happy with the way they're running the offense, yeah, that's a big red flag for him to say, I want to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, no, definitely. But the question that we're asking, obviously, is that, do you think the Lions should be one of those teams? I say no. Pierre says sure. Malcolm says I don't know what the fuck he's thinking now because he's a bandwagon.
No, I'm saying no. I still say no in Detroit. Yeah, it's no.
Wait, Pierre, you wouldn't do it?
No, for me, it's not just like sure. It's hell yes, I would do it.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's okay. He said hell yes, he would. I thought he said no for a second. Like, oh wait, what a chain of events here?
No, you guys know I've like. So Tyler's, I wouldn't say Lamar hater, but Tyler never really thought highly of Lamar. And I always thought I was like, Tyler, bro, just like this guy is legit. Just give him some time. He's like,
he called you a hater.
I mean,
you could classify me as a Lamar hater. I'm fine with that. I'll take that label. Yeah. I mean, I think he's fun. I think he's exciting. I think he's a really good quarterback, but just don't think he's the guy like to win it.
Tyler. Lamar Jackson, Michael Vick, who do you think is better?
I didn't get to watch Michael Vick like in his prime, so like that's not.
Did he get to watch him in the Eagles?
When I was younger, I saw Lamar or Michael Vick. So I don't really want to have much of an opinion there, but from what I've seen, little Vick, I think Vick has a better arm than Lamar.
Vick has a way better arm than him, way better.
I would probably take Michael Vick over Lamar Jackson, low key.
That's a weird combo to have. I don't know.
I didn't get to watch all Mike Vick, so that's not really fair.
Vick had a cannon.
I saw a little Vick. He does have Vick, a cannon, but
he had a cannon.
He wasn't accurate though.
He wasn't accurate in with the Falcons, but when he got out of jail, he went to Philly. He won comeback player of the year for a reason, man. That man was passing the ball over the field.
I mean. I don't know.
He ain't had no 3,000-yard season, I can tell you that.
Again, though, Andy Reid loves to pass the ball, bro.
I mean, shit. That's why I said, I want him to be in a situation where there's no excuse. I just want to see it. Like, I just hope it happens for him, just so we could just have a clear evaluation. Because it's like, I'm tired of this. Oh, he doesn't have this, or O-line's bad, or he doesn't have weapons. The play calling's bad. I want to see him. I want to see everything put together. I want to see how Lamar Jackson plays, where he's in a situation where he has to throw the ball, and he had weapons. So say he had weapons.
I would love to see that.
And he has to pass the ball. That's what I want to see. And when I mean pass the ball, like, they're down, to say 21, and he needs to come back. That's what I want to see.
I mean, I want to see that too. But who the hell is he throwing the ball to?
That's what I said. You know, I want to see a situation where he has a weapon and he has a play card where they throw the ball. And I want to see if Lamar Jackson's that guy. Can he elevate his team, make his receivers better? Is he that guy to make his receiving core better? Does he make people around him better? Is he that guy?
I think so, but we'll find out.
And I don't want to be the team to take the chance on that. So we'll end it there. So thank you guys so much for coming on this Wednesday night at Twitter Spaces. So like we've been saying, for the off season, we're going to do these every other week just because of the limited topics that we have. Big kudos to Pierre for finding this topic, because I was stumbling big time when we discussed what we were going to do this morning. I'm like, I got nothing. So big kudos to Pierre for figuring out this topic. And Malcolm, our episode should be out tomorrow morning, right?
Yes, tomorrow morning, please. Yes, tomorrow. My bad, guys. Okay,
so we did a offensive breakdown of the current Detroit line. So if you guys are interested in that, look for that on your guys' feed tomorrow morning, wherever you guys get your podcast. And yeah, that's all we got for now, and we'll update you guys for whatever we have next. Leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. We appreciate those. We need some new ones. And I'm out, guys. Peace.
All right, guys. I'm out. Peace.
All right, y'all. It's your boy Malcolm, and I am out. Peace.